Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic, and I'm speaking today with Dr. Kevin Pallas. He has been serving on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation in Montana for the past 13 years and has organized a large group of chiropractors and other servants to be there twice a year. Thank you for all you do, Dr. Kevin, because it's a big undertaking, and you are making such an impact through your efforts.
Well, thank you very much, but it's a lot of fun, too. You get a lot of, it's just the smiles and the little hand-painted cards and crayon cards you get at Christmas and the thank yous. You put them up all over my office, and it's just, it lasts, those laughs and smiles that you have, it lasts all year long.
Oh, they definitely do, and the Fort Peck Indian Reservation has a special place in my heart. We traveled out there, and we're traveling out again this August. And before the break, we were talking about the geodesic dome to grow organic food that we'll be building this August. August 9th through the 11th is when we'll be out there. But we also have a backpack fundraiser going on where people can donate backpacks as well as school supplies. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. What we do is their school year starts just a week later after our fun day when we go out there in August. So what we attempt to do is that every year that we have these nice backpacks, a nice backpack, something that a person would want to wear in New Hampshire. That's what we try to have each and every one of those kids have, and we stuff it with school supplies. And this year we had a special request from our sponsor, Kenny Smoker, on the reservation, and something you never imagine, but they want underwear, T-shirts, travel-sized deodorant, soap, and shampoo, and socks.
All right.
So you know, you're kind of like, no, you know, that, yes. In fact, in some of the schools and things, they have extra supplies of those and stuff because some of the kids aren't able to, you know, they don't have multiple changes of clothes. So, again, it's a poverty level that most of the listeners are not used to, but those of them that, especially in the great state of New Hampshire, there's a Native American vibe, you know, from the mountains to, you know, people, that you can just, the waterways from Winnipesaukee to everything else, there's a real Native American flair. So a lot of people do know of the poverty situation that they have to endure.
You know, I don't know that we can really appreciate the situation that the kids are living in on the reservation until you see it, because you think that that type of situation doesn't exist in the United States.
Yeah,
but it really is like a third world country.
I thought that, and you know, but the real great part of it is having multiple levels, because what happens is not all people are going to come. Our biggest group has been 80 people. I mean, it's amazing. There's these fun buses that come down 8 hours away in Canada, and they actually drive these luxury motor homes with nothing but workers, you know, 30, 40 workers pile out, and they say, let's get to work. But until you experience it, but not all people can, you know, take the time out of their week, but they donate. We just got a bunch of handmade, these like scarves and vests and all these. Some lady, in fact, it's my daughter and son-in-law in their office in Medway, Massachusetts, and this lady has made over 100 of these, I guess, crocheted type of, and she just keeps sending them. So there's all different levels. Some people, you know, we invite all your listeners, obviously, to come out and join us. They can donate. They can send clothes. There's just so many different levels, backpacks, travel size deodorant, shampoo, soap. There's just so many ways they can participate in. It can make us all feel like we're making a difference for these kids.
Absolutely. And Crossroads Chiropractic is a donation site for new backpacks. If you would like to donate them to the Fort Peck Indian Reservation, we have locations in Epping, in Meredith, and in Pembroke. And we will be taking new backpacks out to the reservation with us, as well as monetary donations to help buy some of those toiletry type products that they're requesting. So go to crossroadschiropractic.com if you want our locations, if you'd like to drop off a new backpack for the Indian Reservation. We would be happy to take that out. Now, last year, I know you donated, was it 900 bags of groceries?
Yes, we were tons of non-perishable, and we're going to be doing that again this year. But I know it's crazy, but a lot of households don't have pantries where you might be able to have peanut butter, where you might not be, you know, this. So we have this high-quality non-perishable type food, like macaroni and cheese, but not Kraft, and I'm not making fun of Kraft, but we'll get Annie's. You know, we kind of go a little bit above to get some more nutritive type value and make the kids feel real special, so that some of the donation money goes actually towards that, and we actually shop before, and then we have it trucked to the reservation, and then we have it put in bags, and we hand it out to the kids at the fun day. And we also go door-to-door, and we've also established a food pantry, so we have food throughout the year. That's why we have the non-perishable type high-quality food.
The work you're doing at the Fort Peck Indian Reservation is astounding. Thank you for all you're doing.
But we can't do it without great offices like yours, because the people we attract at chiropractors, for the most part, they're pretty humanitarian. They really give a darn. A lot of people in school before they became chiropractors, they did missionary trips. They went to Africa. They went to South America. They went to Haiti. They went to all these different places. So this gives people a really great place where you can see every nickel of your donations. You can see every backpack, every toy, every sneaker, every boot. You can see where it goes. And the pictures just on the website, there's over 1,200 pictures for you. It'll take you about a day to go through the pictures. But there's all this that every one of those kids matters, and every gift and donation matters as well.
So savethereservation.org is the website. If
yes.
You'd like to check that out, you can make a donation to the upcoming trip here in August to help supply backpacks and food and underwear and socks and deodorants for the kids. It's savethereservation.org. And you also, I have to just throw out there that you have placed a chiropractor on the reservation to keep the kids and families well-adjusted there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my son-in-law, Dr. Cliff Taylor, he graduated with, and they were in an outreach program. They were doing a drug rehabilitation center. They did their peak, which is their last few quarters in school. So that's where they kind of did the internship, if you will. And he said, you know, I have this incredible woman. She's the hardest worker. She's from Arkansas. And she is one worker, and she'd love to work on a reservation. Long story short, we flew out together. I introduced everyone. They kind of talked to her, and they just loved her. And she's coming up on her second year on the reservation. She absolutely loves it, and she's making a difference with every one of those kids.
That's amazing. Now, why is chiropractic care so important for families?
Well, a lot of people, and I'm sure a lot of your regular listeners know this, but a lot of people don't know how important it is to have regular chiropractic care for children. You know, traditionally we think of ourselves as a neck and a back type and an automobile accident, and obviously it includes that. But the ongoing care really makes a difference. We see so many of the kids today, you know, with everything from autism to allergies to what have you, and we all know the brain and nerve system's been compromised, but a lot of people haven't put it together that regular care, it's almost like removing layers of injury almost. It's like layers of an onion skin. And with regular chiropractic care, people notice their kids just, they do better in school. They do better with kids. They have less meltdowns. They're just more adaptable. And with all the internet and social media and all the distractions in life, now more than ever, our nerve systems have to be just, they just have to be healthy, and they have to be adaptable, and regular chiropractic care does exactly that and more.
Mm-hmm. And we're, as chiropractors, looking for a thing called subluxation. Those are vertebral misalignments that interfere with the brain's ability to communicate with the body cells and coordinate and orchestrate all of the organs and the systems. So a subluxation, that misalignment, can happen from a lot of different things. Can you explain a little bit about how someone might become subluxated?
Sure. The easy ones, the things that are simple, are physical type of things, even difficult deliveries, car accidents, sports injuries. We know all about concussion, so it isn't just in one area of the body. These today, with the kids and the forces, that's physical. How about emotional? When we're in unstable families, or if there's a combat zone, or a mother and father aren't seeing eye to eye, kids are extremely sensitive, and they pick up on that. Bullying, they pick up on that emotionally. Chemically, my goodness, there's more substances in food than there's ever been. So we've got our physical, chemical, and emotional ways that sometimes visibly, but most of the time it's pretty invisible, it adds up. And next thing you know, we have some type of an impairment or a compromise, maybe the kid's behavior, maybe their emotions, or they're just not getting along with their brothers and sisters. They're becoming defiant or even aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Now, subluxations can be painful at times, but they're not always. They can come out as in behavior issues,
especially with
allergies.
Especially with children, it's pain comes after it's been around for a long, long period of time. It's almost like a heart attack that finally comes on. It was building up for years. I think most listeners will agree with that. It's sudden when it happens, but it's been building up just like a cavity in someone's tooth or what have you. So with children, the pain, I don't wish pain, but I wish there was something that you could, you know, that was readily available that the person could know what was going on. It's pretty silent and invisible until finally there's a behavioral or emotional or even a physical type of a challenge that the child's going through.
Mm-hmm. So important to have your kids checked for subluxation from the very beginning, from the birth process, or at least from the toddler age, because when there are subluxations that have been sitting in the spine longer and longer, there's more and more damage. So whether there's pain or not, there still can be an underlying problem. So we would encourage you to find a family chiropractor near you and have your entire family's spines checked for subluxations. If you're just tuning in, you have missed a fantastic show with Dr. Kevin Pallas on the Love Has No Color project, which is happening out at the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. We're excited at Crossroads Chiropractic to be part of it. We're bringing new backpacks with us. If you'd like to make a donation of a new unused backpack to any of the Crossroads Chiropractic locations in Meredith, Epping, or Pembroke, we will be traveling out there on August 9th. Get them to us before then. We will bring it and deliver it to a child on the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. Also, you can make a donation at savethereservation.org directly to the Love Has No Color project, and that will help with the building of a geodesic growing dome for organic vegetables for these children on the reservation. Thank you, Dr. Kevin, so much for all that you're doing.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
And thanks for being on the show. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend. We'll see you next time here on WEMJ and WTPL.